Edit.
96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Bo, we have a problem. Junior is a Republican.
Well, that's okay. So he wants to shop at Banana Republic. They have a crazy generous return policy.
No. You're not getting it, all right? He's a Republican.
A notary public? Well, that's a noble profession. Will save us tons of time.
No! Ronald Reagan, Ann Coulter, Fox News, Tea Party. Go! Republican!
Republican?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
We don't do that, Dre! We are compassionate liberals who believe in tolerance, acceptance, open...
Yeah, whatever, but we're black, all right? That's all that matters.
That's a scene from the hit comedy Blackish with a bit of comedy about the rarity of black Republicans in 2015. But it is a reality and no laughing matter for black supporters of the GOP, especially when it comes to the issues facing America in the 2016 race for the White House. Well, tonight we're talking about and talking to black Republicans about the issues. In studio, I have Republican strategist Raynard Jackson. On the phone, I have CJ Jordan. She's a GOP strategist and co-founder of the Committee of 40. I want to talk about black Republicans, whether you are one, whether you have questions about it, whether you have questions about the political philosophy of black Republicans. You can give us a call right now, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. CJ, Renard, thank you both for participating in the conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harold, for having us.
CJ, can you hear me?
Thank you for having us. Hello, Renard.
Hey.
All right. I'm good. Well, I'm glad you're both on the line. Let me first start, ladies first. CJ, first of all, you know, for full disclosure, I've known you since 2008. You worked for the McCain-Palin campaign, very, very active. Do you still, and even then, did you or do you still get strange looks from other black folks when you say, I am a Republican?
Not like I did in 2008. Mm-hmm. And I think we have evolved. I think people are starting to see us more as active in our communities, organizations, and churches. And so I think some of that stigma and that oxymoron has kind of slid away based on the economic conditions of the black community in our urban centers of today. And I think now with Dr. Ben Carson in the race, people are open to find out, okay, who are we and what do we stand for?
Okay.
And what are we going to do to change the lives of all Americans?
Same question. Renard, do you get side eyes? You get strange looks when the political issues come up, when you're just kind of sitting around, you know, with black folks that you're meeting perhaps for the first time or don't know you that well, and then you say, yes, I'm a Republican, and they're not. You're the only one in the room.
Yeah, well, which is most the case. Yeah, they don't look at me funny. I guess what surprises a lot of people, most black folks have never had their views challenged in a substantive manner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to them about objectively verifiable issues. For example, President Obama has devastated the HBCU community. I mean, that's an established fact. It's to the point where that several HBCU-related Democratic groups are in the process of filing a lawsuit against the Department of Education because of some of the policies coming out of the Department of Education. And so a lot of these folks look at me, you're wrong. Well, go Google it. Mm-hmm. Don't take my word for it. Go Google it. Call NAFIO up. Call the UNCF up. Call the Thurgood Marshall Fund up. And they will tell you the same thing. So the problem with Republicans is they don't have enough black folks in the community pushing back on all this liberal orthodoxy. And so the clip you played on Blackish, it goes unchallenged.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Why are you, Renard, a member of the GOP. Have you always been?
No, I'm from St. Louis in that Ferguson area, but I started out a Democrat because in St. Louis, if you're black, you're Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your mother's Democrat, your father, your brother. And I didn't realize I had a choice until I was in college. And so it wasn't until after I graduated from college that I became Republican because I just found that their belief system were more compatible with the way I was raised in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just evolved and gravitated naturally there. Now, to the rank and file in the black community, we have a story to tell, but Republicans are just horrible at telling and effectively communicating that story.
And I want to get into that in just a bit. Our lines are already ringing, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Let me go to the phone lines. I believe this is Gizzy calling from Germantown.
Germantown, Maryland, yes.
What's on your mind? Yeah, go right ahead.
The Republicans need to stop putting down the Democrats in the community and address the important stuff that needs to be addressed.
Such as what?
Such as the communities, people are suffering, and then outside U.S., people are suffering too. Like Hillary went out of the U.S. and helped a lot, apart from supporting, helping with the Democrats outside. They went to Africa and helped the poor. And
Let me stop you there, Gizzy. CJ, I think, talk to me briefly about what she's saying. Obviously, we've got the political issue, the back and forth between Democrats and Republicans. You know, it's almost as old as the country itself, one would argue. But about, I think she's talking about the image of the GOP. How do you address that?
Well, I mean, yes, when we look at the brand, and you look in the urban centers, there is a brand issue. And that issue is most people in the urban centers don't think that the Republican Party relates to them. But if we look at our historical pattern, when we look at education, we have been the leaders of choice in education. When you go all the way back to President Nixon, he established Minority Business Development Agency, and which we continue to fight for, even with our governors in our states. You look at John Kasich. He has been the leader on business opportunities with black-owned businesses, as well as Governor Pat McCrory in North Carolina. You look at our historical black colleges and universities. All of those have been founded, endowed by Republicans, both black and white. But when we have our leaders who are shepherding those institutions and won't come to the table with our Republican elected officials, whether they be governors and or members of Congress, then you have a problem.
I need to take a break, CJ. When we come back, I want to talk about that brand issue also, because obviously that seems to be a very critical issue when it comes to the GOP and black folks. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a bit.
Right now.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to black Republicans about some of the critical issues that are ahead of us as we move toward the 2016 presidential election. In studio with me is Republican strategist Renard Jackson. On the phone, CJ Jordan, GOP strategist and co-founder of the Committee of 40. If you have a question or a comment about the GOP and African-Americans and their involvement involvement, give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Brian calling from Silver Spring. Go right ahead quickly. What's on your mind?
And my question is, you know, we keep talking about a branding issue with the Republican Party, and it seems like there's not a branding issue, but there's a policy issue. It seems the policies that they champion are policies that we all know are overwhelmingly going to destroy the African-American community.
Such as, quickly, Brian, what do you mean?
If they support removing the minimum wage, if they support breaking down unions, if they support these types of ideas, the majority of black people, as we know from the wealth statistics and the income inequality statistics, are going to be on the losing end of those deals.
Okay.
Why would we support those deals?
Okay, Brian. CJ, talk to me about the branding issue. I mean, he makes an important point, not to mention the PR issue that we've seen on Capitol Hill. No matter what the policies are, you know, perception is part of the reality. African Americans still love Barack Obama, the president, and it seems like he's always fighting with a predominantly white GOP Congress. How do you fix that?
First of all, when we talk about a predominantly white GOP Congress, we look at the opportunity to elect black Republicans to Congress. So we have Mia Love, we have Will Hurd. Do we need more? We have Senator Tim Scott over in the Senate. But we need more African Americans to run on the Republican ticket and to be elected, as well as local office. Secondly, we have the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, a very good friend of mine, the Republican House Congress chairwoman. We met with over 55 black Republican, Democrat, independent CEOs in a closed-door policy discussion about what are those policies that we think that we can move forward based on the congressional legislative agenda.
Right,
to help at urban centers.
So, Reynard, you were shaking your head briefly.
No, the problem, we got an EEM problem. What the eyes see and the ears hear, the mind believe. These people, these congressional leaders have no blacks on their staff. They have no political antenna into the black community. And so you have a white person trying to tell the black community about HBCU, like when Rand Paul came to Howard, he embarrassed himself thinking he's going to teach Howard students about civil rights. That's how idiotic things have gotten. And so until the Republican leadership has black staffers, that's your pipeline into future Republican candidates from the black community. But you can't have black folks just jumping out there without the imprimatur of the party establishment. And the only way you get that is working through the system from a staff position as a businessman. Then you run for an office.
202, hold on. Let me give out this number again. Hold on. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. I need to take another break. CJ, I will give you your opportunity to speak about what Reynard was saying. Also, we are going to go back to the phone lines. If you want to talk about black Republicans, whether you think you should be, they should be involved in the Republican Party. What's wrong with them, if anything? If it's the right thing to do, want to hear from you, give us a call. Lines are open. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Your questions and comments about the black GOP.